joined by Leslie Poronga Harriston, a renowned Aboriginal artist, a spiritual healer, and talented didgeridoo maker and player from Darwin. Les, welcome to Night TV Radio.
Thank you.
You're joining us in the sidelines of an event that wrapped up, an exhibition held in Melbourne, where you also held cultural talks and performed healing ceremonies. Tell us about this exhibition and the ceremonies you just conducted.
This is the second time I've been down here, and the first time was only for a day and a night. This time has been a week and a half or something. The exhibition was good. It was in Kew, in the old courthouse. It's been pretty successful. The last couple of days has been good. Every day at 1 o'clock, for the whole time I've been here, we've done some cleansing ceremonies. It just consists of a bit of didgeridoo and eucalyptus smoke and water, just to close up all the body and that. It's been really successful, and a couple of people have taken it on, and they want me to come back and do some more. A few of the ladies hold sound and vibration ceremonies, and they're really interested for me to come back and do some stuff. Yeah,
we do have locally people perform ceremonies, but not the type of ceremonies you can perform. You're a renowned healer, musician, and painter, really an accomplished artist, and actually one of your fish paintings has been on display alongside the National Apology to Australia's Indigenous Peoples and the Sewing Generation in Sydney. Tell us about this painting.
See, I was in the right place at the right time, and they were in Darwin for a Don Dale. They came up to see to do with the Don Dale mob and all that kind of stuff with all the young people in juvenile justice. So they came to a place where I was working, and I've been doing a painting out there, and they just sort of liked it, and then they just said, "Oh, well, do you want to sell that painting?" And I said, "Yeah." And anyway, it went back to Circular Quay, and it sits right next to the apology that that's in the building there. So it's really good.
Yeah,
pretty good, pretty special.
Yeah, what's the name of the painting that's on display there?
It's a fish painting. It's a fish painting that I do, and it's to do with the bottom part of Arnhem Land or the top part of Arnhem Land. And it's just fish that are reflected by the moon, and they shines in a white colour, so it's good.
And it's now on display, gaining national significance. And you say it stems from work that you do back home in Darwin. And you mentioned the Don Dale. Don Dale has been famous in a negative way for the mistreatment of youth in detention there. Tell us about the work that you do.
Well, I've worked with... I worked for years doing... stuff in like NT prisons and juvenile justice and that. I haven't worked there for a while, but I started off from an Aboriginal Asian officer in school to working in that system. I actually held one of the first art exhibitions in NT prisons back in the day, and that was not only me, but I just was a part of it. So I do a little bit now with it's run by a lady, Serena Dalton. She's a really, really good role model, good person, and does a lot of good up there. She does, and I just worked a bit of part time with her, and I don't anymore, but I'll sort of get back there. On the other side of it is because to get here, I had to do a few stuff over in New South Wales and stuff, and I ended up running into some mob in Terrigal, New South Wales, and I've played a didgeridoo for them, and they put me on their books, so they want me back. So
yeah,
so I'm gonna try and see what happens, but I've got a bit of work over there. Hopefully I can get a bit of work here too.
And coming back to the Stolen Generations, your family has suffered. Your family was removed from their land. Tell us about your journey.
Okay, the original journey is my mum and dad got evacuated. My mother got evacuated from... First of all, they were taken to a mission when they were kids.
Yeah.
And then they were taken to Groote Eylandt later. Well, they became teenagers and stuff like that. So they've been in the system all their lives. And what happened is 1942, when the war came to Darwin, they were evacuated from there, from Groote Eylandt all the way down to New South Wales. So my mother and my eldest brother went down there, and my dad, he'd done a bit of work. He worked for the Army, the Navy, and they were diving, dismantling mines in the Gulf of Carpentaria. Long story short, they ended up at Warragamba Dam. I was born in Penrith, and I pretty much learned how to play the didgeridoo in 1968.
Wow.
I was about 10 or something like that, 9 or whatever. But and then the old man and mum and me and my sister, we moved to Darwin. That was in 1969 or something like that. Pretty much went from there to Yirrkala Mission over in Nullumboy, and Dad's connected with Roper, Nullumboy, Borroloola, Groote Eylandt, Yirrkala. My dad was he's pretty well known. He was pretty well known at that way. He actually worked up there, so. So we ended up going up to Yirrkala, and I learned how to do certain things with didgeridoos and stuff like that from my father, and permission from my grandfather. Yeah. So there's a lot of people they think they can do the didgeridoo, and you know, well, anybody can do it, but you do have to get permission to do what I do. So yeah. I've got that permission.
Not only do you play the didgeridoo, but the sound of the didgeridoo for you is not just sound, music. It's about healing and, well, a holistic health practice and meditation as well.
Yeah, it's a bit unbelievable, but it was always sitting in me, and I don't know if it's got anything to do with it, but I got struck by lightning like 4 years ago, fallen struck in the car park in... the Gateway Shopping Centre in Darwin. I was delirious for 2 weeks, it really hit me bad. One of the fellows got struck on the Friday after I got struck, and he was he was from Timor, and he was a mango farmer, a mango worker, just over here doing work, and poor thing, he passed. I think he had steel cap boots on or something on the back of a steel truck, steel tray. I was lucky. I had rubber thongs on, and the doctor told me that them rubber thongs saved my life. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing. But I don't know whether it had anything to do with it. But I've sort of got a bit in my mind. I've got strong with my healing and stuff like that. So
wow, being struck by lightning and survive it.
A few of my mates have been struck. I know about 3 or 4 people that have been struck in Darwin on the footy field and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
It's an amazing feeling, because I actually seen that big blue light just bang, you know, just whoosh. It's unbelievable. And I was carrying an umbrella. It wasn't open, but I had it in my left arm, and I had the key in the back of my van, and it bang hit the key in that, and bloom like sort of put me off balance, and when I disconnected from the car, it stopped.
How was the treatment?
Well, they let me out straight away, but they checked my heart. Everything seemed to be fine. It took 2 weeks. I couldn't paint. I could not paint.
And what's your mindset during that period?
Mindset was good. I'm 65. Like this year, so. And I don't feel too bad, actually.
Yeah. coming back to your exhibition the ceremonies that you held over the last few days in Melbourne, how was the community response from the participants, the organizers, and the visitors to the exhibition?
It's been really, really positive, and like there's so much interest. There's people that were really emotional in it. Some people, and it's really positive stuff that they were just talking about. Like, we'd sit down and talk about it, and you could sort of see the people that picked people out that like were struggling with it, and they were really thankful. Some of them, it's very positive. There's a group of ladies that do this thing, and I've done it in Sydney as well.
Yeah,
I've done it in Sydney, they're interested in me going back.
Yeah.
And this mob here, it's only the beginning, but I've already been asked if I can come back. So I'm ready to come back and do more.
No, you're a very accomplished painter, nationally acknowledged and internationally, and didgeridoo player for over 30 years, with over 35 years experience. And it's also said your work is all about empowering community growth and grassroots and fair trade community work. Tell us more about that.
Like I said before, I work with juvenile justice, grassroots and that. But it's all there because I do a lot of stuff with like the elders as well. To me, like working with the elders in homes around Darwin and Katherine. I've been there in the Ellis too, but I concentrate around that area because I come from the Katherine region. It's really rewarding. There's some old people there that are my family, and I can honestly say that there is some people there that are like massive where they come from, and their stature in ceremonies and all this kind of stuff. And they're poor thing, they're just sitting there, they got, their family comes every now and again. Like, now, they don't get to see anybody because all the roads are all underwater and stuff, and they can't come in from Noongar and stuff like that, and sort of my country. But I like to go down to Katherine and, we do a bit of playing music and singing and, didgeridooing and just talking and stuff like that. There's a fella, an old man there, and he is one of the bosses of one of the main mob down in Noongar, Roper and that, biggest family name and respected man, and he's in there, so I just sit with him and just learn stuff as well, It's unbelievable. People think, just doing your job, but if you find out who people are, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, any message? The mic is yours. If you've got a message to pass on to the community there, or even to our listeners.
The people that brought me down and helped me out here, and I've got so much respect for them. I just like to thank everybody for coming to the the art exhibition. We got some influential people there, and it was good. I've never had an art exhibition before in my life. I've always had a good name. Like, I won Native Person of the Year in Darwin, or Elder of the Year in Darwin, a few years ago. So I just saying hello to everybody, and hope I run into some people. If I do, I'll say hello, whatever.
Leslie Polonga, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on ITV Radio today. It's been a really great pleasure having you on our program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.